You're listening to SBS News.
Since the first G20 Leaders Summit in 2008, five Australian Prime Ministers have enjoyed a seat at the table. Collectively, the G20 represents two-thirds of the world's population and 80% of world trade. The forum's committed to consensus, but Dr. Hugo Javier Gobbi, Argentina's ambassador to Australia, says last year's G20 forum in Argentina showed how difficult that could be.
Of course, countries have different interests and in some areas they don't agree.
The meeting exposed deep divisions on climate change and trade, and the final watered-down statement skirted around any contentious issues.
Our work to protect a rules-based system is actually a work of civilization. It's so important. There's no trade without rules. So if that system is weakened, there is no investment without rules. There is no tourism without rules.
Dr. Gobbi spent 6 years as a G20 Sherpa, the personal representative of a head of state or government at the forum, and says this summit is all about the Pacific. He says Australia has a pivotal role to play in the region.
That's probably the central geopolitical tension in the world. For all of us, it's a great challenge and a great worry and everybody pays attention about Australia's role, because Australia, like Argentina, wants to preserve the multilateral system and institutions and the rules-based order. And Australia has a unique position because it's so economically integrated with China and also so much linked with the United States. So it has a very important role to play to be able to influencing and moderating a role in this situation.
There are a number of challenges, not least the burgeoning trade war between China and the United States. Donald Tusk, the president of the European Council, says they are taking a message of cooperation to G20 following the latest European Union summit.
During the Rio summit, we discussed the economic situation. ECB President Draghi emphasized that the biggest risks to the global economic outlook are trade and geopolitical tensions. We will take this message to the G20 in Osaka, where we will try to persuade our partners to cooperate rather than threaten one another.
And Christine Lagarde, the chair of the International Monetary Fund, echoed that desire.
Any positive move towards resolving the current trade tensions that we are seeing between the United States and China, among others, would be certainly welcome from the perspective of the global economy.
With escalating trade, technology and security disputes and the ongoing struggle to win hearts, minds and territory in the Pacific dominating the Osaka summit, Scott Morrison knows Australia will be under pressure to step up in other ways too. Christian Downey from the Australian National University says that's not going to be an easy task.
I think from Australia's point of view, we've been hamstrung internationally. Our diplomatic credibility has been undermined by our lack of action at home, both on energy and climate change. And the two things go together. So I think a key thing for Australia is not only to help to lead discussions internationally on energy and climate change, but also to get our domestic house in order. And that's going to be a real challenge for the Prime Minister.
A recent attack on two oil tankers in the Straits of Hormuz has reignited debate from the 2014 Brisbane summit about modernising the International Energy Agency to help safeguard global fuel supplies. Four of the world's top 10 energy nations are yet to sign up: China, India, Russia and Brazil.
And if we don't bring some of those countries on board, the risk is that other countries, for example, might set up parallel institutions, which might not be in Australia's interests.
In terms of other international flashpoints, China has already said that it won't allow any discussion of recent events in Hong Kong, where massive protests greeted unpopular legislation which would have allowed Hong Kong citizens to be extradited to the Chinese mainland. Zhang Jun is China's assistant foreign minister.
I can tell you that for sure the G20 will not discuss the issue of Hong Kong, and we will not allow the G20 to discuss the issue of Hong Kong. The Hong Kong SAR government has taken a series of measures to safeguard the fair justice of the society and to block the loopholes in the legal system. We believe what they have done is completely necessary, and the central government supports these measures.
Scott Morrison joins other G20 dignitaries for a second time on Friday. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.